Defending K300 champion Matthew Fehler is not looking for a repeat win, which was the chant for Bethel's Pete Kaiser, a K300 repeat champion.
Since you put it that way, it might be to rematch, not to repeat.
Bottom line, he thinks his dogs can bring him that second K300 trophy.
Yeah, we're trying to win, I don't feel weird saying that because I know the dogs can.
He'll be racing 21 competitors for the K300 championship. Fehler just raced the Copper Basin 300 in cold temperatures, which had many teams pulling out. But this weekend, the forecast is similar to last year, with temperatures just above zero and more snow on the trail. The race will begin at the small boat harbor in Bethel and runs along the traditional route to Aniak and back, but there is a small route change. Instead of running through straight slough, mushers will go through steamboat slough. K300 board chair Myron Angsman says the trail will be well marked to guide mushers through the change. This winter has been a hard season for regional sled dog teams. Aniak musher Richie Deal says he had tough training conditions because he didn't get snow until December and his team didn't get enough miles in.
I'm not going to lie, I'm a little on the edge about the miles that I do have on them, but I mean, I don't think it's a bad thing either, right? You know, I think that they're still ready for it.
Deal says trail conditions up near the Aniak checkpoint are similar to Bethel, but he doesn't think the race will be as fast as last year because some parts of the trail are soft. Meanwhile, reigning Iditarod champion and four-time K300 winner Pete Kaiser appeared cool and confident.
I think I've had the least pre-race trail anxiety I've ever had leading up to this race.
His leaders, Morrow and Lucy, who helped lead him to his first Iditarod victory, will be back. And he says many of the dogs in his team are in their prime as Kaiser seeks his fifth K300 win. Meanwhile, a new face is joining the roster. A last-minute addition, Paige Drobny is running her first K300 with a young team.
Half of the team hasn't raced. Six of the dogs have never been to a race before, so we'll see who wants to keep leading after 200 miles.
Her husband is running their A-team in the Yukon Quest in February. She says the K300 is good training for their inexperienced dogs. So here's the race schedule for this weekend. The Bogus Creek 150 will start at 5 p.m., followed by the main event, the Kuskokwim 300, at 6:30. Fireworks will start shortly after. On Saturday, mushers will take off in the Akiak Dash's mass start at 2 p.m. Tune into KYUK 640 a.m. to hear live updates and race coverage beginning at 4:45 p.m. today and all through the weekend. Reporting in Bethel, I'm Christy Schallenberger.